Investment flash.
Oil rips above $90. Gasoline tops $4 a gallon. And Citi says the Magnificent Seven is yesterday's trade. We're diving into the rotation, the new winners, and the crowded shorts. I'm Tom, and this is Investment Flash New York Edition for Monday, July 20th.
Good morning, everyone. Marie here, joined as always by Gerald and Tom. Today's signals are dominated by one story, Iran war escalation sending crude soaring. But there's a lot more brewing under the surface.
Yeah, and if you listened to our London edition this morning, we already had oil above 90 and bonds falling. Tom, your buy on WTI crude oil ETF from that show is up another 3% since we went off air.
Buddy, it's been a monster. But today we're not just talking crude. The U.S. oil fund up nearly 4% on Friday, and at 88% above its 52-week low, the momentum is undeniable.
88% above the low? That means it's crowded, Tom. Any hint of de-escalation and that trade could reverse hard. Gerald?
Honestly, the thing is, oil at these levels starts to break things. It pushes up gasoline, stokes inflation, and that's why we're seeing TLT hugging its 52-week low. The short bond trade is consensus, but it keeps working.
Sure, but you can't fade the geopolitical bid until the shooting stops. And it's not just crude. Soybeans, corn are ripping on biofuel demand. Soybean at a 52-week high, up 17% year-to-date.
No, but that's exactly the point. The ag trade is a derivative of oil. If oil spikes on Iran, biofuels get a bid. But look, I'm not pushing back on the direction. I'm saying the size of the move makes me nervous. We've seen oil surges reverse fast.
Whoa, Marie, you're starting to sound like a perma-bear. But to be fair, the Energy Select ETF is up over 26% this year, with a PE of 21, so it's not crazy expensive.
Exactly. Energy Select ETF, reasonable PE, strong momentum. And it's not just the U.S., right? This is global disruption. I'm also looking at the cybersecurity angle. FT's piece on synthetic insiders is wild. Deepfakes are creating corporate spies that don't exist.
Wait, Tom. The deepfake threat is real. But Okta up 7% in a week? That's a lot of good news priced in. And CrowdStrike at a former PE of 130 times? Gerald, you must be having a heart attack.
130 times. I mean, I can't even. But the FT story's front page material, and the cyber ETF hack is up 40% year to date. Momentum's a thing, I guess.
See, buddy, you're coming around. And it's not just AI threats. It's the AI shift itself. Citi calling the Magnificent Seven obsolete for AI investing? That's huge.
Citi saying Mag 7 is obsolete. Analysts pronouncing the death of a trend after a 7% dip is my favorite genre.
Fair enough. But the call matters. QQQ is only 7% off its highs. Not a crash, but the next wave of AI winners might be in places like Japan, as we're seeing with that stablecoin play.
I'm going to push back here. Citi is one bank, but the most original take really highlights that the AI trade needs to broaden beyond megacaps. AIQ, the AI and tech ETF, has catch-up potential, even if it's down 17% from its high.
Yeah, look, the NASDAQ 100 ETF has been living on Mag 7 for 2 years. If the next wave is in industrials or utilities, then AIQ makes sense. Tom, you're the tech guy. Are you buying the rotation?
I'm not selling my Mag 7, but I'm adding AIQ for the next leg. And speaking of Japan, Azocom Marwa adopting a stablecoin for payments to 2,300 partners. That's real-world usage. Nikkei Asia and CoinDesk both on it. That stock could fly.
All right, mate, but it's one logistics company. Does stablecoin adoption move the needle on a multi-billion dollar market cap? I'm skeptical. But first mover advantage is worth something, I suppose.
The regulatory angle here is interesting, though. Japan has been progressive on digital currency, and if this works, it could force other countries to follow suit. That's structural.
Boom! Marie sees the big picture. And it's not just Japan. We're seeing rotation globally. China's a mess, right? FXI down 14% year-to-date. Leveraged bets unwinding fastest since 2016.
That's a sell if I ever saw one. The China Large Cap ETF is still 9% above its 52-week low, so there's room to fall. The deleveraging could trigger margin calls and cascade. I'm short China here.
Hold on, Gerald, but that's exactly when value hunters step in. FXI trades at 0.85 times book value. If the sell-off is driven by leverage, not fundamentals, you get a snapback when the unwinding is done. I'm not buying yet, but I'm watching.
Marie, you'll be buying China while it's still on fire. All right, but let's talk memory chips. The FT piece on AI boom and bust for Micron. MU down 9% in a week. Forward PE of 5.6. Cheap for a reason?
Cheap for a reason, exactly. If AI capex leads to oversupply, memory prices collapse. Micron's been there before. It's not a value stock, it's a value trap.
Calling a memory bottom again? That's a hobby at this point.
Ha, yeah.
Oh, come on. AI demand is insatiable. I think this is a buying opportunity. But fine, we'll watch it.
Tom, remember when you said semis were cooked in the second quarter? They sold off. Moving to the UK, the pension insurers, Legal & General and Standard Life, are getting an S&P warning on private credit capacity. That's my home territory.
The FT report is clear. Over 10% of portfolios in hard-to-price private assets. That's a regulatory overhang waiting to drop. I'm with the sell calls on both.
But LJAN is up 13% year-to-date and only 4% off its high. Doesn't seem like the market is worried. Are we being early?
Look, mate, when S&P warns, it usually takes a few months to price in. Then a derating happens fast. I'm selling Legal & General and Standard Life.
All right, let's look at the flip side. LATAM carry trades. Bloomberg says emerging market fall is at year lows, making Brazilian real and Mexican peso the safest carry place. That's new momentum.
Yes, Brazil ETF EWZ up 9% year to date, trading at 0.96 times book, room to run, and the peso with nearshoring tailwinds. That's a structural carry trade.
But oil is a risk, yeah? High crude hurts EM importers. Brazil is a net exporter, so it's fine, but Mexico imports a lot. And if the Iran war escalates, the peso could get hit alongside the oil premium.
See, Gerald, that's the beauty. Carry trades work in low vol environments. And right now, vol is low. If oil spikes further, we might see a safe haven bid for the dollar. But the carry is compelling for now.
Exactly.
Spawn.
That's the trade.
And speaking of oil hurting, the New Zealand dollar is at record short positions since 2006. Oil prices exacerbate their trade deficit, so short NZD makes sense.
Record? That's the crowd I like to join. But extreme positioning can squeeze. Still, the fundamental story is weak, so I'm with it.
All right, rapid agree moment. Oil drives inflation, hits bonds. TLT near lows. Short bond trade is consensus. We all see it.
Totally.
100%.
So our view today is rotation, not noise. XLE versus TLT. Long energy, short duration, is the clean cross expression. Add Latin carry for yield without tech beta.
Love it. And we can't ignore cybersecurity. That's a structural grower. But for today, the oil spike is the headline that spills into everything.
And just a note, the bear case isn't crazy. Iran de-escalation, crowded shorts, China could bounce on value. But for now, the signals say ride the momentum with hedges.
Hold on, but the one thing missing from front pages is the impact on Asian manufacturing economies. Japan, Korea, Taiwan, heavy energy importers are barely mentioned. That gap matters for the next leg.
Fair point. And the Mag 7 rotation could affect the IPO pipeline. Jersey Mike's $8 billion offering launches into a market suddenly skeptical of consumer-facing growth. Worth watching.
Jersey Mike's getting caught in the AI rotation, only in this market. All right, as always, none of this is investment advice. We're just three friends talking markets.
That's right. And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. London time for the London edition. Until then, stay nimble.
See ya.